Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Yes, Sam, good to see you. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Mr. Barlow and your friend, good to see you and your people. Yeah, because I've seen two there. Hallelujah. Two, three. I've seen a third one. Hallelujah. Yeah, the other three. Oh, okay. I've seen another one. Okay. Before the service ends, I think I will see another. Glory be to God. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's give them a big hand clap. Yes. Yeah, I realize that the smartest person in church today, okay, this time it is not Mwanga Sam, it is Urigan. Glory be to God. Yeah. You stand up and they see you well. Glory be to God. Yes. Rachel, you must have a present, okay? Yeah. Every Easter we give a present to the smartest one. You have forgotten that we always do it. Okay, yeah. So, Rachel, a present for Regan. Hallelujah. It's good to be smart and it's good to outsmart everyone else. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then the child who testified also. Rachel. Yeah, she's also very smart. And Bambi, she came and thanked God. For you, you have clothes, but you don't thank God for them. But for Bambi, she came, thank God for what? Her nice dress and new shoes. In fact, she should go and get her gift now. Oh, yes, now. Hat. Okay? From Auntie Rachel, Regan will get his later. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sam is wishing that what? He was Regan. Hallelujah. If you want to be Regan, you what? Look at him, take a snapshot. Next Easter, do likewise. Glory be to God. Now, last Sunday, we talked about angels, isn't it? And we say that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto us. Okay? And we use the example of the life of Jesus. Okay? Before Jesus came as a man, he used to come to the earth, isn't it? And we saw in Genesis when he came to visit Abraham, he came with angels, two angels. Isn't it? But they appeared like men. Okay? But later we see that they were actually angels. Okay? Then, before he was born, the conception, you know, an angel visited Mary. Okay? And told her that you shall have a child. Okay? And you shall call his name Jesus. Then when she conceived, Joseph, the husband, wasn't told about it. So he wanted to put her away. But an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and told him that, no, don't put away Mary, okay? The conception is of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Then later, when he's born, Herod wants to kill him, okay? Because he has been told that the king of the Jews has been born. Okay, so Herod thinks that someone is going to take his place. So he wants to kill the child. Okay, the child king. King child, child king. Child king, isn't it? Sam, you don't want a present. I'm trying to help you to get your present. Now, Tonyamba, you're not helping me. Because I know you didn't get one at home on Easter. I tried to help you. Because you're my what? Ferom Toro. So, anyway, so the child king, yes, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream and tells him to flee to Africa. To flee where? To where? Yeah, to Africa. Okay. And so you see the ministry of angels. Now, then the angel says that, be there until I bring you word. Okay? And that's what exactly happens. When Herod died, the angel of the Lord, or an angel from heaven, appears and tells Joseph that now you can go back to Israel. Okay? And they went back. Then we saw when Jesus was going to begin his ministry after his baptism, he goes, the Spirit of the Lord drives him into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil 40 days and 40 nights. And while he's there, angels ministered unto him. Glory be to God. Okay? Then just before he died, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, that garden, or go on your, he was there in deep sorrow. And the Bible says, an angel of the Lord ministered unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What about at his death? Okay, just before he died, an angel of the Lord ministered unto him. Then he dies. Now, I think I didn't tell you the means of angels in his resurrection. Did I? Or we quickly ran to the ascension. Okay? Yes, I didn't say that. Yet I'd written it here. Hallelujah. Now, when I was thinking of inquiring of the Lord what he wants us to hear today, I realized that maybe it was of the Holy Ghost to keep that for today. You understand? For today, Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Yeah, whether it was if it was me who was just irresponsible and I forgot, okay, still, God has used it for good so that I can talk about it, okay, on Resurrection Sunday, how angels were involved during that time of the what? Of the resurrection of our Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't forget that we also see angels at his second coming, after the tribulation. Okay? The Lord will come with angels, then he will send them to the four ends of the earth to gather his elect. Isn't it? Hallelujah. And of course, they'll also blow trumpets, or a trumpet shall be blown by angels or an angel. Amen? So now going to how they were involved in the resurrection. Let us read Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 from verse 1. It says that now when the Sabbath was passed, Sabbath is Saturday. Okay? So in that sense, the Adventists are right. Okay? Sabbath is what? Saturday. As you will see the evidence. Okay? Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, is that where they get Salome? I don't know. Okay? And so they brought spices that they might anoint the body of Jesus. Okay? Very early in the morning, okay, on the first day of the week. So you see, the first day of the week, we all know it is what? Sunday. And verse 1 says that the Sabbath was passed. So the Sabbath is what? Saturday. You all know that. Now, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, those Marys came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man, okay, clothed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Okay, so the young man says what? Jesus is risen. Okay, now in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 1, we're going to see that that young man was an angel. Glory be to God. I've read Mark 16 just to remind us that, okay, just to show you that at times angels appear as what? People. Glory be to God. Anyway, so verse 1 of Matthew 28, it says that now after the Sabbath, okay, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. So now they haven't mentioned Salome, isn't it? The Bible mentions it, okay? For some reason, Matthew is just focusing on those two, all right? And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Hallelujah. So that is the other young man, isn't it? His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Okay, now when you read John and Mark, you can see that, okay, here it appears that when they get to the tomb, that's when the angel of the Lord comes, there's an earthquake, then, you know, like they're saying it. Okay, but when you read it, when you read everything in context, you realize that this information of him coming, rolling away the stone, okay, was information they got later. But when they arrived, according to Mark, the stone was already rolled away. So later, they get to know, maybe from the guards, okay, who were given money. Anyway, from God, in whichever way, okay, they get to realize that, hey, before we came, okay, an angel of the Lord came from heaven, okay, like lightning and rolled away the stone, isn't it? So, the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was what? Crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said." Okay, Mark says that it is a young man who told them. Okay, but now here it says that actually that young man was what? An angel. Glory be to God. Who told them he's not here? He is risen. Hallelujah. Azuki de. Ngabwe ya gamba. Mkwanzi, have you ever heard that word? Azukide. Now you've heard it. Azukide. Ahumbukire. Hallelujah. Balo, which is the other hard vocal for Azukide? That is according to you. When you ask someone else from deep in Masaka, they can unleash a word. Okay? Who might know here? Eh? Kulubia. Kulubia doesn't know. I know Kulubia. Kalibala, do you know a hard word? You went to Budo. Eh? Nagalavi. Nagalavi. Eh? You've heard of a place called Nagalavi in Budo where they used to go to fetch water. Okay, what you should know about it? It's a deeply spiritual place. That is a place before the coronation. All the real coronation happens there. The coronation of the Kabaka. That is a real place where it happened. before they start acting like they love Jesus, they go to Namirembe. The real deal is what? Nagalabi. Isn't that so? Uh-huh. Mark, you remember? I used to hear of that place from my sisters who were in Budo. Nagalabi, why? Fetching water. Hallelujah. So anyway, and angels were involved. In fact, now, when you read John, okay, this same story, John mentions two angels. Glory be to God. Two angels. Found one, Emila Namilo, and another, Emitwetwe. Hallelujah. Do you know those places, Sam? Emila, when you sleep, Emila Namilo is where you put your head. Yeah? No. Emitwetwe, Omutwetwe, Emitwetwe. Is where you put what? Then Emila Namilo is where you what? Never forget that. Okay? In Rutoro, North and South. Now Aninia is talking. North, why not East and West? Glory be to God. Okay? Emirambi. Then what? Omsego in Rutor. Omse, then Emirambi, the feet place. Glory be. All those vocals, I learned them from the Bible in Rutor. Okay? Anyway, so that's it. Okay? So angels were involved in the resurrection. Hallelujah. And God wants you to know that they are involved in your life. And sometimes they will manifest. Like that angel, the young man, appeared what? To Joanne one time when she was praying. And more than a year later, years later actually, she gets a dream and she's told that every time you are praying, that angel will always be there. The angel you saw in Entebbe, Botanical Gardens it was, all around there. That angel will always be there. Glory be to God. So we can be sure that that angel was here today. Oh, he's here. You're with him. Glory. Alua. Emitwetwe. Rondier. North. Ali North. Hallelujah. So children, angels of the Lord are working in your lives. And sometimes, Buju, God can decide that you see them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And very often, they will appear like if you are like in Africa. They will appear like an African. Hallelujah. If you are in the UK, okay, wherever, you know, yeah, might appear as a Mzungu. Glory be to God. And the Lord would want you to recognize that. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, when he rose from the dead, the saints, okay, those who were righteous, who had died before him, okay, also rose. Hallelujah. That we see in Matthew chapter 27 from verse 45, okay? Now, remember, Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. Definitely, it wasn't Friday. It wasn't what? Friday, because Jesus said it would be 3 days and three nights, okay, in the womb of the tomb. Just like Jonah was 3 days and three nights in a fish or in a well. Nkwanzi, was it a fish or a well? Jonah, A what? Shouter, Nkwanzi. A well or a big fish, whatever. Or any some big thing in the in the water. Okay? So now we have seen that he rose on the early in the morning on the first day of the week, Sunday, isn't it? Now you count 3 days and three nights backward. You can't get to Friday. Hallelujah. Most probably it is what? Thursday. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Yes. Isn't that so, Kwanzi? Abigail, isn't that so? You think so? Okay? And so Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. Sawasatu. Okay? Morning sacrifice. Remember, the morning sacrifice used to be offered at what? At 9 a.m. And the evening sacrifice used to be offered at what? 3 p.m. Hallelujah. So Jesus is crucified exactly at 9. Now, 3 hours later, it says that now from the 6th hour, so that is 3 hours later, okay, until the 9th hour, okay, that is 3 p.m., Sawa Mwenda, okay? Like our kids, by the way, don't know these things of Sawa Emu, Sawa Bili. These Bazungus, by the way, are just confused. You know, we're the ones who are right. We and the Jews and the East, we're the ones who are right. How can you say it is dark in the night, darkest? Then you say, Kati, the day has begun. Kati, now it is what? Hallelujah, now it is one. You understand? The real one, the real Emu is in the morning when light has what? Bambi, our kids don't know that kind of what? Counting. Okay? Anyway. Yeah, glory be to God. Now, from the 6th hour until the 9th hour, Kusawa Mwenda, there was darkness over all the land. And about the 9th hour, evening sacrifice, okay, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli. Actually, it is not Eli, it is Eli. Okay? Lama what? Aha. Meaning, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge. Echijumankuba. Hallelujah. I found those Bibles in there. Eh? Those words. Echijumankuba. You know, Ebyangwe. Yeah? In Uganda. What are they called in Unyankore Uchiga? Tomanyi. Katinzemanyi Echorotori. Echijumankuba. Glory be to God. And Nkuba in Rutoro is not rain. It is actually thunder. Okay? Nkuba, rather rain in Rutoro is Enjura. I'm teaching Mr. What? Obalo. Oh, okay, my name. Okay. Okay. Mr. Kalibala, have they taught you those things? Basics. Yeah? Mariam, you should what? This Baganda need to also learn other what? Languages. Amen. So anyway, he took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. Talking about languages, yesterday we had an issue with our fridge, so we called a gentleman from LG to fix it. So a guy came and so as he was there, I asked, no, when he came, I was like, I had to wash my hands first. So I took him to wherever to wash hands from, and I was there. So while we were there, I asked him, what language do you speak? Then he told me, what? Uluganda, English, and Swahili. I was like, So we began to jazz, what? Swahili. By the time the guy left, the guy was convinced that I know Swahili. Glory be to God. My wife heard us from those end shows like, man, I married a brilliant guy, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Rapped Swahili, man. Glory. I was happy. I then told the guy that I'm going to send you what? Or something on the phone. The guy and was born again. Okay, he was born again. Told me about Jesus. Why, you know, Yeah, I was so happy. I felt God made my day, man. And he's from Tanzania. He's Tanzanian, but he knew G, in Uganda. Okay? Anyway, verse 49, the rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in, two from top to bottom. Children, do you know why it was torn in two? Okay? Because at that time, it was only the priest. Remember, the temple had three partitions. Okay? There was the outer room was called the outer court. Then there was the holy place, where you are, all of you. Okay? Then there was the most holy place, where I am alone, okay? Okay? You understand? And between the holy place and the most holy place, which is also called the Holy of Holies, there was a curtain, okay? And in that place, the priest, and only the high priest, senior priest, he's the only one who would enter in there, and only once a year. Okay, once a what? Once a year. Okay, to sprinkle the blood, okay, on the mercy seat. It was assumed that the mercy seat was like a table, okay? Or it was like a box, okay? So there was a box in which there was the tablets of stone. Eh? Maybe Bali. Glory be to God. Tablet, you know. Then that box was covered with a lid. Okay? A lid, which was called the mercy seat. And on top of that lid were two angels, okay? The cherubims of glory. Okay? And God says that I will be dwelling between those cherubims. Okay? Cherubim, not cherubims. Okay, cherubim is already a plural. And so that means that God was dwelling in the holy, most holy place. Okay, and so the high priest used to appear there once a year, and he has to do his work very quickly and get out. Okay, so that means that there was no access to that place, to the Holy of Holies, where God used to dwell. Okay, now when Jesus died, the curtain, okay, that was what, Oria? Yeah, that was very good. That was separating, that set apart, that place was torn in two from top to bottom. Meaning that now, after the death of Jesus, okay, people now could get into the most holy place. And that also meant, as we shall see, that now people could go to heaven. Glory be to God. People could go to heaven because Jesus had paid the price. Okay? Children, have you learned that? Hallelujah. Buju, have you understood that? Well, you already knew. Okay? Hallelujah. You see, we have different age groups in this church, and we need to give them attention, and take time and explain these things. Glory be to God. Eden, have you learned that? Okay? Yes, and it was torn from top to bottom to show that it was not a person who, like, maybe tore it apart. But it was very thick. It was so thick that no human could tear it apart. Okay, so it was torn from top to bottom to show that it is actually God who did it. Hallelujah. Did it, that song, he made a way. Okay, that now people can come and what? Access him. Okay, because Jesus had paid the price. Hallelujah. So the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just imagine Lydia. It is Resurrection Sunday. Okay? Israel, you're there. Hallelujah. You're there. For them, actually, now that was the feast of first fruits. Okay? First fruits. So you're celebrating, okay? Turn again, like to go out to cafe, Java's. Then, man, some old man appears, you've never seen him, man. And he tells him, man, I am your great, great, great grandfather. Hallelujah. I was dead and I'm alive, Zukid. He tells you, man, remember Jeremiah? I'm the one who gave birth to your great grandfather, then your great grandfather. Then he asks you, where's daddy? Where's my great great grandson, your father? By the way, I'm talking about the thing, but these things might have happened. Where Job's man just show up. Hallelujah. And they, probably they were not knocking on the doors, but even if they knocked, man, open and man, the guy introduces himself. You remember that story during the Bush War? Museveni sneaks out of the country, flies to Sweden. Okay? To some people, the truth is that things were hot. And the guy had what? But for him, he said he had gone to mobilize what? Resources. And so he gets to Sweden where his family was. Okay? Janet and the kids. Okay? Then he gets to their house. Then he knocks. Okay? Natasha is the one who came to open. She opens and she sees a man. Guy found her like a bushman, man. Okay? Then the guy says, I'm your father. Then according to the story, man, she took off. Okay, ran and told the mom, man, there's a man at the door. He's saying he's my father. Okay? Then the mother comes, and now the mother had to do proper introduction. That's for real. This is your one. Yes. Hallelujah. So this thing must have happened. But the point is, when Jesus rose from the dead, okay, other saints of old rose with him. And they walked in Jerusalem, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, the question is, before they rose from the dead, where were they? Remember, Kwezi, we have said that they were not in heaven. Okay, Jesus hadn't yet died. Okay, there was still that curtain. Hallelujah. Where were they? Now, according to Luke chapter 16 from verse 19, they were in a place called Abraham's bosom. Okay? Luke chapter 16, verse 19, little ones, it says that there was a certain rich man. Yeah. There was a rich man who used to dress very well, like Regan. Okay? But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Okay? So it was, verse 22, that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to where? Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Okay? The Batoro, when someone dies, they say that he's in the chest of Abraham. Abraham. Hallelujah. So anyway, that's where the righteous saints used to go. Okay? Now, so there was a place, okay, and it was under the earth. Okay? It was where? Under the earth. Okay? And it had two sections separated by a gulf. You couldn't cross from one section to the other. So one section was Abraham's bosom. The other section was a section of torment. Okay, so sinners will go to that place. The righteous, Abraham's bosom. Now these saints, before they rose with Jesus, that is where they were. Under the ground somewhere, under the earth. Okay? But when Jesus dies, they what? Their spirits, okay, were released from that place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, like I said, and by the way, even when they rose after the resurrection, okay, they didn't immediately go to heaven. Hallelujah. They hung around. Okay? They only went to heaven when Jesus also went. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As it says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 that when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. Okay? These were, in a sense, captives because they were held under the earth in Abraham's bosom. Okay? So now when Jesus resurrected, they also rose. Okay? Now, 40 days later, when he ascended on high and went to heaven, he went with them. Those were once captives, okay, in Abraham's bosom. Okay? He went with them. He ascended with them. Glory be to God. He ascended with them because now the way, okay, had been made. Okay, because Jesus had done what? Paid the price by his blood, by his death. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to know these things, and those who know them, we need to be reminded of these things, especially on a day like this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 6. Okay? Just to give scripture to what I've already said. It says that Hebrews 9 from verse 6. It says that now when these things had been prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the service. Okay? The first part, okay? The holy place in Kwanzi. But into the second part, the Holy of Holies, the priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins. Okay? Then he says that the Spirit was indicating that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. There was no access. Glory be to God. Then in verse, where am I? Okay? Verse what? Now finish verse 8. Now verse 12. Okay? Verse 12 says that, now concerning Jesus, okay? He says that not with the blood of goats and cows, like the priest used to do, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, now, when did Jesus go to offer his blood? Okay? By the way, the tabernacle on earth, or the temple on earth, which had the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place, was a picture of a temple in heaven. Okay? So, there is a temple in heaven. Okay? And here, it tells us that Jesus went there, in that temple. In fact, what's her name? Elizabeth Mujimba. years ago, when she was a child, we shared a dream of that temple. Do you remember that? Yes, we shared a dream of that temple. I remember she was a child, so she didn't know the scriptures. Okay, it is when she comes back and she tells the parents, and the parents say, oh, yes, there was a temple on earth, and according to the Bible, also another one in heaven, the real one. Okay? So now the priests used to offer blood in the temple on earth, isn't it? Once every year, they would enter the holiest of all to offer blood for their sins and for the sins of the people. Okay? But now Jesus didn't enter that temple on earth. The Bible says he offered the blood, his blood, in the temple in heaven. Glory be to God. So, glory, when did he do that? Okay? He did that after he rose from the dead. Okay? After he did what? Rose from the dead. Okay? You remember? Okay, let's read John chapter 20. Verse 11. Now we are back to the tomb. Okay? Mkwanzi, we are back where? To the tomb. It says that Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels. There said one angel, okay? Because that's his focus was that angel. But there were actually two angels. Okay? So she saw two angels in white sitting. One at the head, emitwetwe, and the other at the feet, emila namiro, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, or Rabbi. Okay? Verse 17, Jesus said to her, do not cling to me. Do not do what? Other versions say, do not touch me. Do not do what? Touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and what? Your God. I am ascending. So don't touch me, I haven't yet ascended. So that is a time when now he's going to make a trip, okay, to the temple in heaven. Hallelujah. So go and tell them that I am ascending. Not the final ascension when he went and said that I'll come back soon. Glory be to God. So he said, do not what? Touch me. Okay? I remember this was in the morning because he rose in the morning. Mary and Salome, they went in the morning. So now Mary is at the tomb in the morning. Jesus encounters her and said, do not touch me. I have not yet ascended. Glory be to God. Now, in the evening, okay, which we can read from Luke chapter 24, 36. Okay, now these are the two guys on the road to Emmaus, okay? Now they say that, now as they say these things about the resurrection, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. So Jesus had already manifested himself to them, and he had burst, he had left. Okay? And now you can tell he had ascended. Now, as they say this thing, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not what? Have flesh and bones as I have. So he tells them, do what? Handle me. Touch me. Well, I'm feeling it. Glory be to God. Okay? But he told Mary, don't what? Don't touch me. Hallelujah. In the mornings is, don't touch me. Okay? He comes back hours later, he's like, now touch me. Handle me. Glory be to God. But he told Mary that I am ascending. And tell the disciples I'm ascending. So it is between that time, morning and evening, that he ascended on high. Hallelujah. With his blood. Hey, to ascend is to go up. Sorry. Hallelujah. Okay. Hey, to ascend is to go up. To descend is to what? Hey. There's a joke, medical school joke. So, you know, when your high pressure, your blood pressure goes up, it has increased, isn't it? Increase is to go up, okay? Then when it goes down, it has decreased. Hallelujah. Blood pressure or even anything, or sugar levels, they increase and also what? Decrease. Now, we used to be in our oral exams, okay? Medical school. Then a doctor or the professor asks you something, maybe blood sugar. Okay. When this and this and happens, when this happens to the kidney and what, does the blood sugar increase or decrease? Ah, very good. So, man, you don't know that it decreases or it increases. So you just say, increases. Then what? Decrease or increase? Increases. In the event that again, they hear well, say, yeah, very good. But sometimes they will be very attentive. Decrease the louder. Increase. Glory be to God. Man, medical school was a torture, man. Hallelujah. So anyway, Jesus ascended on high. He went up to offer blood. And the evening he returned, having made a way, okay, into the most holy place. Now at that point, people would now go to heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, after Jesus, remember, after Jesus has died, okay, now he has resurrected now. Now, people who believe in Jesus and live righteous lives, when they die, they don't go down. Okay? Abraham's bosom is no longer there. Okay? It's no longer there. And Christians no longer go there. It is sinners who still go there. Okay? To that place of torment. But Abraham's bosom, that place was taken to heaven. That's why when Christians die, they go to heaven now. Because you see, Jesus already made a way for them. Okay? Before he died, the righteous saints like Abraham, even Abraham didn't go to heaven, isn't it? Before Jesus died. That's why he was in a place called Abraham's bosom. Okay? Hallelujah. So now, okay, when we die, because Jesus already made a way for us who believe in him, when we die, we go, our spirits go straight to heaven. Hallelujah. Okay, the spirits go where? To heaven. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23 says that. Okay? So Paul was wondering whether to leave the earth or to remain. So he says that I am hard pressed. Simancha kola. Okay? I'm hard pressed between the two. Having a desire to depart and be with Christ. To die and be with Christ. Mkwanzi, where is Christ now? It is not a trick question. Oria, where is Jesus? He's in heaven. So now we are to depart. Paul was saying that if I depart, I will be with Christ. I'll be in heaven with Jesus. So there he's telling you that I won't be down because now we no longer go. Yes, our bodies are buried, but our spirits and souls go to heaven. But before Jesus died, they used to go down where there was a place called Abraham's bosom. Have you heard, sweethearts? Hallelujah. Oria, are you learning something? Very good. Hallelujah. Okay? Even 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 says the same thing. He says that we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Okay? So, Flavia, when you are absent from the body, okay, a person has died, okay, so their spirits leave the body. So they are absent from the body, okay? They are absent from the body, but present with the Lord. So they are with the Lord where he is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just believe these things. Eh? Like a food day against a Muguru, but if a Muslim sits you down and says, show me, where do you get that? Okay? This way now you say, eh, what was in the kawad? Message. We know who gained that, but tunadamu. Hallelujah. So we need to have a biblical foundation for the major thing that we believe in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we die, we go and we be with Jesus. Yeah? Is that correct English, Jera? And we be with Jesus. Okay. But you understand. The Africans understand me. Hallelujah. We be. Yeah? Hallelujah. Amen. Edson, are you learning something? Yes. This is very important. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, the saints, okay, who resurrected when Jesus resurrected are in heaven. Okay? Then even the saints who died after Jesus' death and resurrection, now like the saints who died last year or even yesterday, okay, they are in heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. They are part of a group that Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 calls the great cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. The great cloud of what? So after, in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the people of faith, the men of faith, the men and women of faith, like David, like Abraham, like Isaac, like Jacob, like David. Okay? He talks about all of them, okay? Then in 12 verse 1 says that therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, okay, they are surrounding us, okay? They are watching us from heaven, okay? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that which so easily ensnares, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Okay, so they are the cloud of witnesses. Cheering us on. Glory be to God. Cheering us on to finish the race. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To finish what? There's something I read years ago. And I think someone had visited, like someone who's alive, you know, went to heaven. He had a tour. Then he came back saying that, for example, if you have a parent who died and they went to heaven, or a sibling or siblings, that in heaven, they don't know whether you bought a new car Okay? Apparently, they're not interested in those things. They're interested in the things which we shall carry on for eternity. You understand? Eh? They're not interested whether you bought a new watch, you know. Eh? Those are, yes, good things, yeah, but you see, that is not going to matter in eternity. They're interested in how you're progressing in Christ. Glory be to God. How you're growing in the Lord. How you are accomplishing the will of God for your life. Glory be to God. In fact, this person, when they went to heaven, met relatives of someone on earth. Then they asked him, how is so and so? You understand? How, you know what, you know, eh? Eh. So he came back saying that they're not interested in these, in the things that are going to end here. You understand? Eh? They are interested in things which have an eternal touch to them. Glory be to God. Things like how you're growing in the Lord. First of all, they want to know, is he born again? Okay? Then if they're born again, how is their walk with the Lord? Are they growing? Then are they doing the work of the Lord, which it is what is going to matter when they depart from here? Glory be to God. And so that is a cloud of what? Witnesses. Hallelujah. Amen. And that should remind us that we should pay more attention to the things which will matter even after this dispensation is done. Glory be to God. That should be our greatest pursuit. Hallelujah. Amen. We should finish our phases. If God has told you something, okay, start on it. When he tells you it's time to start on it, start on it, and then make sure you do it as he wants it to be done. You okay? And every now and again, he will come and encourage you, say, you're doing well. Sometimes he will come and say, man, you're supposed to be in P4NAE Otiari Munasare. Pull up your socks. Hallelujah. The time is short. I'm calling you very soon. Glory be to God. So this is the cloud of what? Witnesses. Sometimes God will give them an opportunity to watch us from heaven. Hallelujah. Okay? There was a lady here. What's your name? Lydia. You remember her? She was called Priscilla. Mobala, eh? Mobala Rundi. Mobile, so one time when she was here, the year was October 2015. This church hadn't yet even made a year. Okay? So, sometime in October, she says that, I dreamt that my father, who passed on 10 years ago, so the father passed on in 2005, isn't it? Had visited me at my house. He was very smartly dressed in a suit. So I ran to hug him, and I said to him, it has been 2 weeks, Daddy. Okay, I missed you so much. Someone died 10 years ago. Okay, but in the dream or in the spirit, it seemed like a short, 2 weeks. Okay, then the father told her, okay? By the way, the father was born again, okay, before he died. Okay? So the father said that, I am always watching you, I am always watching you on this. Okay? So he shows her a tab. Then he says that, I am always watching you on this, on Pastor Moses' tab. Okay? So in the dream, he knew that that was my tab. And he said that I'm always watching you, okay, on Pastor Moses' tab. And I think he mentioned Sunday. Let me see if I recorded that. He showed me Pastor Moses' tablet. In it, there was a picture of me at Last Adam Tabernacle. Yeah? There was a picture of her, okay, at church. Okay? Glory be to God. So now, that shows us that, okay, maybe every Sunday, okay, the father, okay, Priscilla's dad, would be given an opportunity, okay, to zoom in, okay, to watch her daughter in church. Hallelujah. You understand? Because remember, it's a crowd of witnesses. And sometimes they're given opportunities to see what's happening on earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are many people who have had those experiences of communing with departed saints. Okay? Saints who are in heaven. Okay? So they appear to us, and sometimes God will just want you to know that your friend or your mother, your dad went to heaven. Okay? Now, I remember when I was friends with Elvis, before he messed himself up, he used to tell me because he was born a Catholic, okay? So he used to tell me that, now, he was an orphan, okay? The parents had died. So he used to tell me that, man, I don't know about what my parents, whether they made it, okay, to heaven. Then he would say that, my mom may be, but my dad, they were used to operate, they were used to reason those things of God. Eh? And he's like, man, I doubt. Okay? So he used to tell me those stories. Eh? Now, one day, Ernest, remember? Ernest. He comes to me. There was a young man called Ernest. He comes to me and says that, hey, Doc, I dreamt. Then he tells me a dream he had had of Elvis's mom in heaven. Okay? Now, remember, he did know about our conversations with Elvis. Okay, so he dreamed, then there was something else in the dream. But the main thing now for Elvis was the mom was in heaven. Okay, so I'm the one now who had to run to take the Rugambo to Elvis. I'm like, Ernest Yalo said, mom, your mom made it. Glory be to God. So you can see that particular dream was meant to be a message to Elvis. You understand? Eh? Basically, to comfort him that actually your mom did what? She made it. She's there. Okay? Yes, I think a year or two, it happened to Lydia also. Because Lydia, now like when Dennis Mujimba's dad passed away, a few weeks later, he had a dream. When he saw the father dressed in a canon's, it's called what? A gandula, eh? A canon's, it's called what? Robe, garments, eh? Because he was a canon in Church of Uganda in Yesup country. Okay? So, yes, he had a dream, and the father was dressed like that, and then he told him something, you know, eh? Do you remember what he told him? And so you can see one of the reasons for that experience was to what? Let Dennis know that man. Hallelujah. By the way, you who want to win a prize for next year's Easter, the smartest. You had better be careful what you love to dress in. Okay? Because you see, when you get to heaven, God is not going to force on you costumes. When you get in heaven, you see, yes, you know I've read these things and they bless me a lot. Now, what you love on earth, what you love on earth is what you're going to get in heaven. You understand? I read of an experience. There was a man on earth. He was a preacher. And Mubisela Ebiedembe, in his free time, he used to like wearing sleeveless shirts, just like when he's at home, okay? So he died one day, okay? Then someone got a vision or was taken to heaven and he met that guy in heaven, man. Okay? Dressed in like a sleeveless man. You understand? You're going to get what you love. God is not going to give you what you don't want. Glory be to God. For example, remember, there are mansions in heaven, isn't it? Okay? Christine, Elizabeth Mujimba, in 2014, I think, or 15, this church had just opened, she was taken to heaven in a dream. Okay? And she saw mansions being built of people. Okay? There was an angel, I think, who took her for a tour. She saw mansions being built and other, you know, very nice, you know. Then she asked the angel that, show me my what? My mansion. Then the angel said that, no, you're very young. Okay? So there is nothing yet for you. But go back to earth, okay, and do good things. Okay? Then come back after, she was given a number of years. Okay? Come back after what? This number of years, and your mansion will be ready. Now, there was fast forward in the dream. Okay? In the dream, she comes back to earth. Then in the dream, those number of years elapse, and she goes back. And she saw her mansion. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, but now, what I'm telling you, if you're going to get the exact kind of houses that you love, God will build for you exactly ngawa akumanyi interests zo byoya gala. Glory be to God. You're not going to get a nice house that you don't like. You understand? Everything is being designed according to your desires. Okay? But make sure that it is actually being built. That is stage one, man. Hallelujah. And that means doing what God tells you to do. Love people, do this, you know, pray, worship, you understand? Eh? Fulfill your calling, those things. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, if you don't like staying in the green, ngeyo munsasa, green, no tambula. Eh? You want your house to be like a little Uganda house in the middle of the city of New York. This is what you're going to get. God is not going to force on you a nice neighborhood. You know, all greens, man, the trees in hand, the plants, the flowers. Eh? If you don't want those things, you're not going to get them. Concrete. By the way, Mr. Sam, it's okay. Beware. Hallelujah. This man. He gave me. One day we are standing outside here. Then he told me what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to get exactly what we like. And you like it. You are like, yeah. Thank you, God, there are no trees around my house. And you'll be happy. Then you look at other people's, you are like, you know. So God is going to give you what will satisfy you. Hallelujah. Increasing what you're going to wear. But we're going to sleeve this. There are many of them waiting for you. Hallelujah. Very blessed, you'll be like, yeah, God, thank you. Omanyi, mukama omanyi. Glory be to God. Amen. Food, eh? God is going to, you know, if you don't like apples, you ain't gonna get apples. Hallelujah. If you fear dogs, okay, Kwanzaa say many, there won't be dogs in your house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you love chewing gum, someone gives you a chewing gum and you're like, man, this is the kindest person on earth. Yeah, you're going to have sweet things in your house. Hallelujah. Man, I remember many years ago, I used to visit Mwanga Sam. like his mom, when he was in India, so I used to go and I'll be with his mom, okay? Man, their house, man, Bukavada, man, the kitchen, man, but cookies, watch, you know, eh? Not home, man, those luxuries were not there. Even to be early, chamisana, you understand, eh? Basics. Sometimes, sawanya, you know, eh? Kabaraganga, bubili. Nice to God, man, sounds, I have tins of cookies, biscuits. Why? So I would just, I would what? We sitting there like, man, eh? Samuanga, man, these guys arrived, man. Eh? Amen? So now Samuanga's mom, okay? Sam, you had better make sure that your mom goes to heaven. She's 89 now, something like that. Hey, you had better, what? Be serious with that. Now, someone has more. My house will be filled with those things. Munching. Punching. Punch. Whatever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The crowd of witnesses. Okay? Hallelujah. I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you a nice story, isn't it? Now, these saints, now, you need to have a scripture foundation to saints in heaven visiting us. Because now someone say, the Bible says what over, eh? The dead, don't communicate with the dead. But now, we're not talking about the dead evil. Now we're talking about what? Now, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 8, it says that now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. So he was going to worship an angel. Then the angel said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets and those who keep the words of this book. So this angel was actually a saint. Because you see, I'm your fellow what? Okay? The word angel means a messenger. So the Bible could also have translated it as, I am, or that the messenger who showed me these things. So this was someone who had died. But now he's given the opportunity to show John things that are going to come to pass. Glory be to God. Now that means that even now, God can use a departed saint to come and show you stuff, to speak to you something that is of God and which doesn't contradict what? With scripture. Glory be to God. Like I told you, the example of a dream I had and then Abraham appeared to me and showed me, rather, he gave me the interpretation. You remember? Remember that job I was believing God for? When I had a dream and I was telling someone that, you don't need to buy a book on faith. Okay? Look at me. I am faith. Okay? Now, during that time, I had a dream and we were entering the promised land. Me and some other people were entering in a dream what was called the promised land. Okay? And the person who was leading us, okay, guess who it was? It was Abraham. Hallelujah. Okay? And at that time I knew that God was telling me that in a short while you'd enter into what I promised you. But the context was the job. But Abraham, the man of faith, ngayatukulembela, yakulembela nange, omukirizanga ye. Hallelujah. You remember that dream of Daniel? You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Has anyone else had an experience like that? Like a departed saint coming as well? Okay? Yeah. Rachel's mom went to heaven. Okay? The day she died, was it? The day she died? Or shortly before she died? Okay? Esther had a dream. Okay? And the dream was showing that man, she's going to heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus rose, Okay? Saints also rose. When you went to heaven, he ascended with them. Hallelujah. And now they are there, and sometimes they are given opportunities to minister to us. Glory be to God. So when they come, receive their ministry. Glory be to God. When they come, do what? Receive their ministry. It is interesting that you talked about visitations of Jesus, visitations of angels, and now we have talked about visitation of departed saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.